from the doctrinal truth about the creation of angels that we can see and hold on to is about the one that created them. And basically, you could derive a very strong and powerful understanding of that name, Almighty, by thinking about those angels, because God is absolutely all-powerfully greater than everything that's anywhere in this universe. So just pick anything you think is powerful. Some, you know, black hole out there that's sucking all the matter and energy into it, or some exploding star, or maybe just the force of a spiraling galaxy, or just our own little sun near us. Think of anything powerful and think that God, Pantocrator, Almighty God, is absolutely all-powerfully greater than even these creatures we're going to look at this morning, because he made all of them. And that should be very comforting to us, because God shows his power reflected in his creation. And if we understand just what we're talking about in the existence and power and abilities of angels, they're beyond anything we can comprehend. Because we can't comprehend of indestructible creatures that don't need a little bubble of the earth to get around the universe in, and that's just what we have. Well, there's so much we don't know about what else is in the universe besides us humans. But what God has revealed to us to know is overwhelming. And let me just show you what I mean. Let's sum up angels. Angels are supernatural. That means they're beyond this natural world. That means they're spiritual beings. They transcend. They are greater than this physical world. They're also, by comparison to us, super powerful creatures. What do I mean by that? Well, we're surrounded at all times by these supernatural creatures, both the good and the bad, and they dwarf us in every way. They are powerful, they are mobile, they're intelligent. In fact, the word in the New Testament, daimonia, that word means intelligence. Demon, we think with a negative kind of this, you know, hunched creature, kind of Frank Peretti, sulfur breath, big yellow eyes things. No. They are super intelligent beings. And those creatures, both good and bad, as far as we know, are beyond anything we can comprehend. They are indestructible. They cannot be killed or destroyed by physical means. That means no weapon, no, you know, NORAD security, you know, 6 feet of solid steel or anything else can stop them. No security system, no electronic surveillance, nothing stands in their way. They are spirit beings. They travel through the universe effortlessly. They don't need spaceships. They seemingly never rest, they don't sleep, and they don't even seem to need to eat, other than a little reference about angels' food. But we don't even know whether they eat angels' food in the Bible. Well, Almighty God is the originator and the creator of angels. Our creator God spoke, and all those angels, whether there's billions of them or more, they all, like all the rest of the universe, sprang into being, as the Hebrews says, they came from nothing. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. They all came by God speaking. So the truth to all of us this morning that we need to hold on to is the power of our God. And today or tomorrow or every time we face any uncertainty, any fear, think about, no matter what the source of the fear is, that God is greater than everything that he has made and that exists. In fact, we could say it this way: our God is greater than the sum of all he created. If you want to know how great God is, just pick any piece of the universe that he created around us. Pick any piece of it and think about the fact he is greater than the sum. If you just piled everything together, you know that God made, and by the way, if you know God and believe his word, he made everything. He's greater than the sum of all that he made. Just the three simple pieces we could put together. First, in your mind, add together the vast physical universe around us, made up of all forms of matter and energy, much of which we can only faintly comprehend. God made all of that. What the super telescopes, both in the high mountains as well as our space-based telescopes, what they see out there in every direction, looking and with all their resolution and the color enhancement and all of the understanding mathematically they put across all those signals we get, everything that is beamed back to us, God is greater than all of that that he made. That's just the first piece. The second piece is, not only did God made all the physical universe out there, add to that vast and distant universe all the known forms of physical life that you've ever seen or read about or heard that live on Earth. You know, our family were plodding through the little BBC series called Planet Earth. I mean, every section of that movie as it carefully films. I mean, we just covered the penguins, you know, shivering through 70 below zero with a little egg on their feet. I mean, wow. And not eating for I don't know how many months they don't eat, and they just keep moving to the center of the huddle, trying to warm up again. I mean, imagine all the varied intricacies of life on this planet. And add that to everything out in the astrophysical world beyond our planet, and God made both of those. But there's a third piece that's bigger than those two. And he also made that. And that third piece, beyond the astronomical universe that overflows with energy and matter of all forms and the geophysical world that teems with life, add to that the spiritual world where God is. Now, you remember Isaiah got to go up and see and write about what he saw in the presence of God. And when he came before God and wrote down what he saw, he said that God described him, the creation of the whole physical universe, including the earth, is like in front of God's throne in the spiritual dimension, he rolled out a tent. That's what he thinks of our universe. Our universe is finite, it's measurable, and it is very much to God like a little rolled up tent that he held one end and flipped it and it went out and he unrolled in front of his throne the whole universe. That means the spiritual world is vastly larger than anything we can comprehend of, because the whole universe is surrounded by God in the spiritual world. There, as we who trust God's word know, around God is a whole world that exceeds the physical world and the physical universe. And because God says that, we know that God made that. Because God is not the universe or the spiritual world, he is distinct and beyond all of that.